staff of Borough Council. My name is Gareth Jones and I'll be chairing this meeting. Can you make sure that mobile phones are switched off, please? We don't have a fire alarm plan. On my right, I've got officers from the planning department, an officer from the legal department on my left. Members of the public who have indicated they wish to speak have got 3 minutes, and I'll indicate when a minute is up. A ward member is entitled to speak for 5 minutes. This meeting has been recorded and will be published on the council's website. You can only consider this application in matters that are in accordance with the National Planning Policy Framework, the local plan, and any other relevant planning matters. Have we any apologies?
Yes, Chairman, apologies received from Councillors Beattie, Edgela and Pardesley.
Thank you. Any interests declared? No. So we go on to planning application in respect of 11 Trinity Gorse, Trinity Fields, Stafford, 21/34965/HOW. Can I ask you, John, to present this?
Thank you, Chairman. As you're aware, this was previously considered by committee and deferred for a site visit, which took place earlier this morning. The application is for a single-storey side and rear extension with a canopy and chimney, a front and rear dormer extension. The property is a semi-detached house with existing front and rear dormers and is at the end of a row of similar properties. To the side of the property, and you saw that because that's the way we access the rear garden, there's a short cul-de-sac which provides the drive to the detached garage to the house, and it also provides access to a pair of semi-detached houses which look across.
Yeah.
You'll see that when we come on to the plans in a moment. The elements of the application are described in more detail on page 5 of the agenda, and as you saw, the chimney has already been constructed. Since the application was last deferred by the committee, the applicant has provided amended plans which correct the situation with the rear dormer, where I think I mentioned last time that it showed the wrong way around. It also removes the canopy that would have projected out into the garden, so there's less development than when you last considered this application. The applicant has also annotated the drawings to show that the chimney that's already been built would be clad in Scottish slate tiles, so we have a bit more knowledge in terms of what is proposed on that. The dormer on the front elevation would project as far forward as the existing front wall at ground level, and is similar in projection but not as wide as the dormer I pointed out at number one further down the road. At the rear, the dormer would be extended by 0.6 metres for the half nearest to the attached neighbour and 1.6 for the other half, and the chimney would be attached to the dormer. The single-storey side extension is set back 4 metres from the front elevation with a monopitch roof which wraps partly around the rear. The remainder of the rear extension forms a covered patio, and the side extension also the side extension also extends further into the garden with a shallow dual-pitch roof. The application does not contain the shipping container that you saw at the bottom of the garden and the attached wooden structure, which appears on some of the photographs as well. As I mentioned on site, a fence is permitted development up to 2 metres in height. There were elements of that fence that were higher than 2 metres, such as some of the posts, for example, stood out above the height of the fence, so they are not permitted development. The container and the structure can be permitted development if it's required for a purpose incidental to the enjoyment of the dwelling house or the maintenance, improvement or other alteration of such a building, does not exceed 2.5 metres in height within 2 metres of the boundary. Now, it's not permitted development because it doesn't fall within that, but as I said before, you're not considering that that as part of this application. The other thing I would just clarify before we go on to the presentation is the rear projection. There was a little bit of debate on site in terms of the extent of the rear elevator, and I mentioned that the report said it extends out 4 metres, and I think the applicant suggested that it was 3 metres. I've had the plans checked and scaled off digitally once we got back, and it is indeed 4 metres as the report says. So the line where you saw the sleepers, it goes beyond that
by another metre.
So looking, I'm not going to cover all of the photographs because there's a lot and you've seen the site yourselves now, but that's the aerial view. This is the rear of the property. Now this picture, as you can see, was taken before the chimney was built, so it's changed a little bit since then. And you can see the relationship with the attached property, which has the projecting single storey. This is showing basically where you stood and looked at the rear of the elevation from, and the two houses that I just referred to as looking across the garden are the ones you can see just above the fence there. Another view of the rear. Right, so in terms of the front, as I mentioned, the dormer would effectively be built off the front wall, so the front dormer would be set just inside just a little bit inside the gutter line. If you can see it here, yeah, so the dormer would start from about here. So that's the existing side elevation. Obviously that will change. Lost me arrow ears. Right, so you get a dormer here, roughly. And then this dormer at the back would extend out by another 1.6 metres, so that would come to somewhere like here. But the part nearest to the neighbour would be a metre less than that. So that's the existing front. And then, if you just look to the left of the photograph, the one I mentioned, number one, you can just about see here. That's a similar type of thing where the front dorm is built off the front wall. That is a later picture with the chimney in it. So that is effectively very similar to what you saw this morning. So just to explain with the dormer, this half nearest to this end wall would abut the chimney, so it wouldn't look like an isolated structure like it does at the moment.
Okay.
And just bear with me a moment, Chairman. So the other thing is that the chimney is not visible from the front elevation. Just go on to the floor plans. So this is the amended floor plan that shows correctly the relationship of the dormer at the rear and the rear elevation. And as I say, it also omits the canopy which projected out into the garden. Chairman, the application is recommended for approval subject to the conditions listed. Thank you.
Thank you. Good. Is Peter Bond, do you want to come to the...
He's not present, Mr. Chairman.
Oh, no. Mr. Hodgkinson, you're a supporter of this proposal, the applicant, in fact. As I said before, you've got 3 minutes to...
Firstly, I wish to thank you all for the opportunity to further support my application for planning permission. Following on from our previous meeting, I have approached all my neighbours and I have personally spoken to them to ascertain their feelings about my project, and I wish to confirm that they are all in support of my application. My neighbours have all signed a declaration in relation to their support. Furthermore, I wish to add that I have a very good relationship with all my neighbours. This application has been done with many consultations with the planning department about design and meeting their requirements. My intentions are to create a family home in order for my two teenage daughters to come and stay with me. The conditions in my home currently are not suitable for this to happen, and I do fail to see the impact that my project has on the street behind. In relation to the storage container, I understand the concerns which were raised, but this does not relate to my planning application. As previously stated, this is by no means a permanent fixture and will be removed promptly following the conclusion. The storage container will be removed in the same manner as it was initially positioned, and this will be done using the same vehicle that put it in place. I also wish to add that the fence which I've erected in front of the storage container was done as a courtesy to shield the container from my neighbours viewing it, and this fence is only temporary. The temporary roof over the container is just to protect the container, as I have photographs of a rusting roof and I've got approximately £50,000 worth of furniture in it, and I was concerned that it, over the period of time, it would it might leak. In reference to the rear fence and roof, this was erected after consultation with the planning department with permitted development, and as with the storage container, it has been inspected, photographed, measured and passed by the enforcement officers. I wish to thank for your consideration in the matter. I want to apologise for the confusion over the distance that John said about how far the extension will come out at the back. There may have been some confusion between me and the architect. I thought it was 3 metres. John's saying it scales at 4. I don't want it to go out more than 3 metres. If it needed to be an amendment to say that as far as it could go. As you've seen when you visited the property, I've already done the patio and hot tub. I certainly don't intend moving them again. So if that needed to be, you know, and the same with the container, if there needs to be a clause associating the removal of it as soon as it's concluded.
Your time is up now, isn't it? So thank you.
Thank you very much for
hearing
me speak.
Okay. Lord Councillor, Councillor Price would like to address.
Could you put the photo up, please, Chairman? I submitted a photo of the original application. I wondered if you could put that up, please.
Okay. Sorry, when did you submit it?
This is the second time that we've seen this application, and when the original application came in, which is still the same one, I had submitted some photos. They were shown at the last committee meeting.
I asked them to put the same photos on as we had before.
Okay, and they should be
there. I'm sorry if it's... Was that from the rear?
Yeah.
I remember it from before, from the rear garden of the neighbouring property, wasn't it? I think the only way I could do that would be to download it off the previous present. The previous addition to the presentation, but I'd need to get back onto the network to be able to do that, I'm afraid.
So that means I could defer this application if I wanted to.
Do you need to try it?
You can get this on. Are you on the Wi-Fi here?
Do you remember which planning application it was?
It's this one.
No,
like in date
that we had
this. Just bear with us a moment, see if we can go back.
28th of September. Chairman, I'm happy to go without the photo, but it certainly doesn't help my cause.
Unless it's on the affiliate website.
Yeah.
Was it included in it?
No, but you could get Wi-Fi in there too.
No, the. I have to use my phone to get onto our
website. No, I'm sorry, Councillor.
That's fine. Thank you.
I'm sorry about that.
So. Chair, committee members and members of the public, Councillor Cross, as you know, would have been here today, but due to personal circumstances he was unable to attend.
Yeah.
We have spoken at length on this application, and the views that I am sharing today with yourself are both Brian's and mine. You'll be pleased to know, I'll keep my comments brief as we've already discussed this application, but I do have an issue where, so as I say, I have no issues with anyone trying to improve their homes. We do have an issue when that does serve an impact on others. Particularly when our applicant, as you know, has already done some work without planning, and when they show little or no regard for the neighbours. You've now been on site and you can clearly see the issues that Councillor Cross and I have raised previously on behalf of residents of not only Trinity Gorse, but Shelmore Close and Crab Lane. Could you just pull up image number 16, please? Sorry, can we go back a couple? I think I've got that one wrong. Yes, that one. Thank you. So the applicant talks about having neighbours support and on-site. However, my inbox is full and I have been rang by the majority of them. The planning department did only consult with 10 of the neighbours. However, they received 8 complaints on the back of those. No mathematician required, really. That's an 80% objection rate from a single consultation. And I'll tell you everything you need to know. The residents' concerns should carry weight, should be considered a part of any application, and the information is within the document. It has also certainly got to the point where the neighbour next door had called me and explained that they couldn't take any more and that they were considering moving out. And on the photo, you can see there's a significant impact, bearing in mind this hasn't been finished. From the side and rear of the property, and of course I'm not going to talk about the shipping container, which really should have been part of this application. Page 6 talks about character and appearance and states the purpose or proposed extension should be designed in relation to the whole street and group of buildings. And I know that you've mentioned number 1, but we actually had some enforcement issues with that particular property as well. Page 8 also explains that the new chimney is more visible from the side of the neighbouring properties, so as you can clearly see from the frontal glare, without the extension built, and it still isn't, it will be higher than that, it will be above the ridge line, I believe, because it has to be higher than the roof. I'm therefore asking on behalf of my residents that the committee support the residents' concerns and that this application should be refused on the material planning considerations, that the impact on the neighbouring houses, the layout and density of building design and its visual appearance. I'm not sure, and I apologise if I've got this wrong, but the chimney is part of a wood burner. Its current location where it is set back from the house and will certainly generate smells and fumes for the surrounding properties. This alone is also a material planning consideration. And finally, and unfortunately I can't show you due to the photos not being available, there is a loss of outlook from the neighbouring properties to the detriment of the residential amenity, and that too is another material planning consideration. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. Thank you. I throw the application in open for comment. Councillor Trowbridge.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I can't believe that I'm saying this because I'm the one who says we shouldn't have the container in there, this is wrong. But as the applicant has said that the storage container could be removed after the planning has been erected, is there a way to put that in as a condition? No.
It's not part of this application.
In
terms of the container, as I said before, the structure, the container and the structure around it is not permitted development.
Yeah.
So once we've determined this application, we will then look at the container in terms of any enforcement.
Thank you.
It's a separate consideration.
And I am a bit confused because I think relationship with your neighbours is so important, and we are here in opposite ends for this. But I say the same as I did in the last one. I can't see an issue. It's only the dormer at the front confuses me slightly, because it's if you look at plan one. So it's your last on the pictures. Yeah. I'm really confused how the dormer sits in there. And it's, are you not saying it's on the bit set back? It's on the original house. I'm just a little bit confused.
Is this
at the front? I'm
yeah. So it's effectively this is the front wall of the building. Then the roof slopes down and comes just over, and you get the gutter.
Yeah.
And it would be effectively building off the front wall, so that would give it the base to build on. So it comes out as if it's almost a two-story a two-story development.
It's very similar to the one down the road.
Yeah, I know you did say that, but then I did hear whispers that wasn't accepted and it went through. So sorry for listening to whispers that I did hear. Okay, I think that's the only thing that's slightly maybe. But I'm happy to vote this through as officer's recommendation.
Are you proposing it?
I will.
Councillor Cooper?
I wasn't seconding it.
No, I know.
Sorry, okay. Yeah, I thought you were for a second. If I may ask, the side extent, it extends to the side, and it's not clear on any of these plans, I don't think, as to exactly how close it comes to the boundary of the pavement.
Okay. So,
apart from that tan little inset there in the middle.
So right. this is the side extension here, when it comes out just under scale of 3.95 metres from the side, which you can see the relationship there. It then shows that on this plan here at the end. So it's literally coming up to the edge of the curtilage in the middle, because the road curves in a little bit. So the red line is the back edge of the pavement, the boundary, and you can see it sort of comes right up to it at one point. There's a narrow gap elsewhere. So it's that close.
So technically, if you were to build a wall there and you want the footings in it, you'd have to, if it was so close to the pavement, you'd be digging the pavement up to be able to put footings in, or going underneath the pavement. Am I looking in too much detail?
Yes. In terms of foundations, footings, etc., that's a matter for building control. But
okay,
you know,
thank you, John.
It needs to be within his site. Obviously, yeah. Doesn't, you know, granting planning permission doesn't give him permission to build, to develop the pavement or anything like that.
No. So technicalities aside, the other issue with that is, as you look down that close at that side, it will be quite different to anywhere else in the close. There's nobody else that's that close to the pavement. When you look up and down that area, there's no other property that is as close to the pavement. I'm just thinking from an aesthetic street scene point of view, how much of an issue that was.
It is different. And as I think the applicant said, that the plans have changed a number of times, because this is now considered to be acceptable in terms of the street scene, whereas previous versions of the plan weren't. Clearly, if that was two-storey, that's right up there, I'd be telling you this isn't acceptable.
Mm.
But it's single-storey with a monopitch roof. Obviously, when you're looking at the plans, they're looking in isolation to the street scene.
Yeah.
So I think if we just go to one of the photos, might help. Which one? Yeah, that one. So you can see where the low fence, a sort of metre high or so fence, comes around the post down the side. So it would come up to there. So about there.
Mm.
And then this kind of height, and then a shallow pitch.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Mr. Chairman, just through you, I think I asked this question previously. On the ground floor side extension, obviously there's a downstairs bathroom there, I just wondered what the proposed use of that room would be. You've got the lounge in the middle.
Yeah.
The wall taken out, then that room to the right in the rear. So we go through the hall.
Yeah. It shows an entrance door there.
Yeah. And bathroom there. What's the use of that room?
I don't know, it's not annotated.
Could you help us?
It's for a bedroom. It's a bedroom with a an ensuite bathroom.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I don't know. Thank you.
Councillor Jones.
Just a couple of things, Mr. Chairman. One, taking Mr. Hodgkinson's statement that he's spoken to all the neighbours and they're in favour of it, I wondered where we got these objections from eight representatives. Were they neighbours at the back or something? Or, you know, I don't know, because I mean, if I was the next door neighbour, I wouldn't be very happy with what he was doing, but I mean, you know, and I would complain, which would be one of these here, presumably. But, and the other thing is, I mean, I was off put because it's a bit of a building site, and if you live in the same street, it looks a mess, but that's going to be tidied up, obviously. But I can never understand why somebody buys a house. I can understand these extra people can live there, but so you buy a house and then you spend the rest of your life altering it and making it totally nothing like what it was originally. I mean, it looks nice as it is, and, you know, and I appreciate other neighbours have done the same thing, but I'm uncomfortable with it. But it doesn't mean a lot, I know. It's not a planning application. It's not a planning permission.
Councillor Hobbs?
I think you can just see that this is a work in progress, and I can see that it's upset the neighbours. I can see why. You know, somebody moves in, they put a container in the garden, they built this chimney, which looks really obtrusive. I think it should be allowed to be built, because it will tidy up the whole area and improve it. And yeah, I think we should approve it.
So are you seconding the proposal? Okay, thank you.
I've got a worry now. Sorry, John. Now you said that's a fifth bedroom. Is there enough parking?
I think it's a fourth bedroom because there's. Just check, sorry.
I didn't realise that was bedroom, I must admit.
Yeah, it's the fourth bedroom. So four bedrooms would need two off-street parking spaces.
Okay. I'm chilled again.
And the garage we encounters that, that's one space.
Thank you.
Okay, anybody else want to speak? We have a proposer and we have a seconder that this application be approved. Those in favour, please indicate. Those against? Just,
where is the garage? Where is the garage? There's no garage shown, is there?
Yeah, it's a detached garage.
Oh, right, sorry. Not
and those abstaining? That proposal is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you. No danger to the toilet, no. That could be a problem.